Here's the news. Various technologies to strengthen air, sea, and land defense are displayed by state-owned defense holding company DefenseID at Indo Defense 2025, which was opened by President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday in Jakarta. President Director of PT Land Industry as well as the President Director of Holding DefenseID, Yoga Dharma Setiawan, in a press release in Jakarta conveyed that together, the related parties carry one big vision, which is to bring Indonesia into the ranks of the world's top 50 defense industries. Indo Defense 2025 Expo and Forum is an important stage to expand the network of international cooperation as well as strengthen Indonesian penetration in the market. Primary and Secondary Education Minister Abdul Muti has said his ministry will discuss the recent Constitutional Court ruling on providing free education at the elementary and junior high school levels nationally next week. He told journalists at the Muhammadiyah University, Surabaya recently that he asked the public to wait for the Ministry of State Secretary's official announcement regarding the implementation of the policy. That's the news.
Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau datang memberi kerinduan di sela mimpi-mimpinya.
Memberi cahayanya di setiap
insan. Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau memberikan kerinduan di sela mimpi-mimpinya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Phat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Phat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 11th June 2025, I do hope that all of you are fine. Today can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, to all of you who are listening to our program, I also hope that you stay tuned at www.voinews.id and, you know, still continue listening to our program or segments, because this can also provide you, make you full of information, make your life is fulfilled by our, you know, beneficial information, listener. And even with much hope, this can also make you feel enjoyable listening to our program. Well, our team has also already prepared our interesting segments, listeners, so please stay tuned. And because today on Wednesday, in Jakarta it is still cloudy, and we hope that in your country, whatever it is, whatever the weather, this can also, today can make you feel enjoyable, and also as new day, as you know, strong moment that you have to reach. And even whatever it is, just do your activities very well, enthusiastically and comfortably, listener. So make it as simple as possible, and just make sure that today must be much better than yesterday.
Percaya ini asmara. girl, you're so beautiful. I love is like a miracle, and it is more than just physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you till the world is falling apart.
Jadi diriku sendiri, aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu,
who?
Kamu.
Yeah. When you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't call me jealous, but I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side, saying this to your dad, sir. Can I marry your daughter? Yeah. Sing it for me, girl.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
30 menit kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin butuh kursus merangkai kata untuk bicara, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam, dan membeso ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di bola matamu dan memaksa diri ku bilang aku sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu. Nanti ku ungkap semua isi di hati, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam, dan membeso ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di bola matamu seakan memaksa dan terus memaksa. Ada pelangi. Ada yang lain gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di bola matamu dan memaksa diri ku bilang aku sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Ada di sampingku setiap hari. Jadi sandaran ternyaman saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah. Sadar, ku tinggal sendiri. Merenungi semua yang tak mungkin. Bisa ku putarkan kembali seperti dulu. Ku bahas tapi semuanya hilang tanpa sebab. Kau hentikan semuanya. Oh, oh, oh. Terluka dan menangis, tapi ku terima semua keputusan yang telah kau buat.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you have your own ways to materialize about your target or your goals. Well, do you believe or not? But you must believe that you have your own inner strength. You have your own inner power, listener. That's why every day you must be able to grow about your strength in order to be able to seriously and effectively, even enthusiastically, in doing your daily activities. Yes, only by yourself, only by pushing yourself to do anything that you think this is really needed to be done, just do it, listener. Well, related to this, we have also another wise word. It has also something to do with quote of the day. Now it is from K. Haji Hashim Ash'ari. He said, "Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory." K. Haji Hashim Ash'ari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, namely Nahdlatul Ulama. He is also known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's teacher, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
Hatiku berlabuh sepi. back in our cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Although living in the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other country. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit bala cho tangan ku kuna dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah nang mujak nang suk nang moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cho laja cho nyama cho tuat cho aja kale kanja sina jablana manuk ipok nang babi nang adat basa boku na cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup boku tai boku na mate cho masih abi ku me abi eun ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manuk cho gudak gudak sango gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cho gudak japang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu menang tabu nasib tabu tua nek adat nek bahasa baku nah ti ta cukup da uluk da budde da de nek ti lah pama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar.
Pertama, gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
Pertama, the equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stopped and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tuh, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The Tabuhan Gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Apa yang salah dengan lagu ini?
listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night, and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Di anjar